T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What'd you do for Earth Day? Here at the radio station, we had most of our employees went out, did a kind of a yard project here at the radio station, putting in new trees and some plants and stuff. And, you know, I said yesterday, I'm kind of torn because, you know, I've climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro and spent many, many nights camping. I feel like maybe I have a better appreciation for nature than the average person who's never spent a night out in the dirt camping. But Republicans often lose these arguments because we don't seem like we care. Well, Bob Inglis is a former congressperson, Republican from South Carolina, the director of the Energy and Enterprise Initiative at George Mason University. And Bob, I'm glad to have you here on this day after Earth Day. You've got a message for conservatives and Republicans about how to deal with these issues. Give me the thumbnail.
Well, John, I think it's to enter the competition of ideas and stop ducking it, you know, really, especially on the topic of climate change. For about a decade, we've been ducking the issue, shrinking in science denial. But I think that's changing, and it's changed really pretty dramatically since November. So we've seen some real movement with Republicans deciding to enter the competition of ideas.
When it comes down to specifics, though, there are a lot of people who do not want to get into a race to the bottom economically with countries that really don't care about whether or not the water is pure and the air is clean, because it seems like we're gonna lose that that competition.
Yeah, well, that's when it comes to local impacts of pollution, you know, the best thing that can happen is people increase their prosperity. When that happens, people tend to clean up their act. And so that's for local impacts. For the worldwide impact of climate change, what we've got to do, we think, at republicen.org is use the market power of the United States to basically make it in other countries' interest to join us in addressing climate change. We think there's a way to do that by doing a carbon tax that is revenue neutral. In other words, we cut taxes somewhere else, so there's no growth of government here. But then apply that tax on imports. China challenges that in the World Trade Organization. We think they lose based on precedents in the chemical industry. After they lose, it's in their interest to follow our lead. No international agreement, no bowing and scraping at the UN. Just, you want access to our market? Well, you'll pay our carbon tax on entry. Oh, you don't have a carbon tax at your country? Well, maybe you want one. Otherwise, just keep on paying because we've got a huge deficit and a huge debt, and we'll be glad to take your money at the ports. But it makes it in their interest to follow us. And then we've got the whole world in on a truer costing of energy.
I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people here, carbon tax, and have, especially conservatives, have a visceral initial reaction to that. So walk me through how that, in the short term and the long term, winds up being a net positive.
Yeah, so it is a visceral reaction until we remember the words of Milton Friedman on the Phil Donahue show in the 1980s. Phil asked him, well, what do you do about pollution then, Dr. Friedman, you know, father of modern conservatism? What do you do about pollution then, Dr. Friedman, if you don't want to regulate it? And Friedman says, well, you tax it, of course. You tax pollution. And it makes the conservative case for making it so that products bear all their costs and present them in a transparent marketplace. Mm-hmm. So then the liberty of enlightened self-interest, consumers choose their self-interest, not because of government regulations that can be evaded or fickle mandates or fickle tax incentives that expire, but rather because we all see the true costs. And then the free enterprise system can shine, because that's when innovation comes. When you and I have to compete in a transparent marketplace and all my costs are in, all yours are in, all subsidies are out, so the government is favoring my product over your product, then we've got a fair competition. Mm-hmm. And then it's up to consumers to choose. That's what this pricing concept is about. It's bedrock conservatism.
I can hear the reaction, and I almost hear people yelling at their radio as they hear you talking about this, saying, okay, if we were in full control, that maybe this would work. But is this not an invitation for other parties to say, oh, great idea, carbon tax, let's expand on this? And then it goes off, and once you've got the camel under the edge of the tent, there's no stopping these people from increasing the taxes and expanding it to the liberal leftist dream of taxing everything that moves.
Yeah, that's true, of course. But isn't that the case all the time? Mm-hmm. In other words, it's not like we're going to be able to rest from that endeavor of trying to keep the government from growing. Mm-hmm. In fact, to reduce the size of the government, somehow make it more efficient. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be able to rest from that ever. But we do have to set reasonable policy. And what I'd say to folks is, if it's not in the four corners of the bill that this is revenue neutral and border adjustable, those are the two elements that I was just describing that are so important to us at RepublicEan.org. No growth of government and apply it to imports. If those two things aren't in the bill, don't vote for it.
Yeah.
But if they are, then Republicans at that point are entering the competition of ideas, getting ahead of the Democrats, especially ahead of those who want to grow the government, because this is a small government answer. Yes, there's a role for the government. I understand the government stepping and saying to you and me, all right, Bob and John, show all of your costs to this marketplace. You got to show them, present them. That's a role for the government. But then it's up to consumers to decide whether they want my product or your product.
Well, that sounds smart. Real quick, because we're down to the last 10 seconds, where can people read about your proposal?
At RepublicEan.org. It's a group of conservatives reaching conservatives on climate change and saying, let's get into the competition of ideas.
Bob Inglis, former congressperson from South Carolina and the director of the Energy and Enterprise Initiative at George Mason. Thanks a lot for joining us. I appreciate it.
Great to be with you, John. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.